autism. Mm-hmm. Three court decisions have told your government it's a health care issue, that the families need specific early intervention fully funded by government. You continue to stall. Why?
No, we've increased funding for autism, and we will continue to try and provide for individual care for people with autism. We're trying to include parents in doing that. There are individual opportunities for parents to be part of looking at the care regime that their children have, and we're going to continue to do that.
But the BC Supreme Court said you should fully fund the families until a higher court decides the case or the lower court case is overturned, and the families insist that you haven't done that.
Well,
Gene Lewis was here yesterday saying you have broken your promise on that, a promise you made, first of all, when you were in opposition, not to appeal these decisions.
Well, I didn't make an appeal. I promised not to appeal. I said I couldn't understand why the government was appealing, but I understand why they'd think that. There are some major issues that are involved in this with regard to the courts. We are trying to respond to the needs of families. We've increased the funding for autism across the province. We've tried to individualize those supports. And the Attorney General is carrying out, unfortunately, the tasks that he has to do to maintain the framework for healthcare decision-making that we have in the province.
But can it be argued that you're in contempt of court by not paying the families now, at least until the appeal is heard at the Supreme Court level in March?
Not as far as I know, no.
You're listening to the Bill Good Program on CKNW News Talk 980. Once again, here is Bill Good.
With BC Premier Gordon Campbell and your call, 604-280-9898, toll free 1-877-399-9898. Gene in West Vancouver.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Mr. Premier.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I feel I'm obligated to clarify just the previous discussion around the autism judgments in the appeal. I happen to be a litigant in those decisions. And for your audience and also for your clarification, Mr. Campbell, I just would remind you that five British Columbia judges have all now said that the government is obligated to fund medically necessary treatment for autistic children up until they are adults. Five judges have said it. The previous government appealed, well, all your people were in opposition, including yourself, and it's well documented, and I have no compunction to embarrass you. I want to just clarify this for you and remind you, you all are on record as saying that you would drop this appeal and get on with what the courts ordered once you formed a government. And I can tell you, none of that has happened. Families are still not getting what five judges have ordered your government to do. And this business about whether or not the government is in contempt is ludicrous. If this was any other company or private citizen, you'd all be hauled into court and on the stand and asked why you were in contempt of the courts of this country.
Mr. Campbell?
Well, I can tell you, frankly, this is the first time I've heard it from Bill or from you. I'm glad to talk to the Attorney General about it. I'm sure that we're not in contempt of court.
Gene Lewis, thank you.